The Constitutional Court of Appeal today heard an application filed by Obadiah Makoni, who was convicted for murder and sentenced to life imprisonment in 1995 and now wants his sentence to be declared unconstitutional. In his application, Makoni's attorney, Tendai Biti, told the court that sentencing a person to life in jail violates the United Nations Convention Against Torture, Inhuman and Degrading Treatment, as well as some sections of Zimbabwe's constitution.
The law was amended in 2007 to say life means life. So if you're sentenced to life, you can rot in prison for the whole of your life. So the argument was there was that it becomes disproportionate, it becomes cruel. And therefore, in breach of the Section 53 of the Constitution and Section 51 of the Constitution, and that we must follow international standards, which is why I referred to a lot of law from all over the world, the Caribbeans, the European Court of Human Rights and Justice, Mauritius, Namibia, Brussels.
BT said the Zimbabwean legal system did not provide for an independent review mechanism for those who would have been sentenced to life imprisonment, unlike in other countries where there is a judicial review of a prisoner's case after 15 years. But prosecutor Mike Chimombe opposed the application, saying Zimbabwean law does not have a provision to review life sentences. He said the constitutional provision for a presidential pardon was enough to cater for such review under the circumstances. Chimombe said several prisoners who had been jailed for life were released following presidential pardons, but this was challenged by BT. He demanded that the state should give statistics, to which the prosecutor failed. BT said presidential clemency alone was not enough and the president should not be given a leeway to determine how individual rights should be respected, arguing this was open to abuse.
We are basically saying that the issue of people's rights cannot be left to what one judge, Justice Mohamed, stated in a famous Namibian case. They cannot be left to the capriciousness of executive indulgence and executive discretion. It is the role of judges and courts to protect and assert people's rights. So executive clemency, defined and given in Section 112 of the Zimbabwean Constitution, is absolutely meaningless. And by the way, it is also applied very selectively.
BT added that his client now wants to be immediately released from prison, arguing that his rights were violated through his long detention in conditions that are inhuman. Chimombe, who said prison conditions were in a fair state, opposed Makoni's application for immediate release. Chief Justice Godfrey Chijikausiku and his bench reserved judgment indefinitely. Several people were sentenced to life in jail after being convicted of various offenses, but Studio 7 could not establish the exact number. BT recently helped two women, Ruvimbo Tsopodzwa and Loveless Mudzuru, to challenge the constitutionality of early child marriages. The Constitutional Court outlawed child marriages, decreeing that any person who intends to get married should be at least 18 years of age. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.